Russ Collins is here, and we're going to talk movies. This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for David Fair today, and this is the moment of the week that brings a big smile on my face because I love chatting with you, Russ Collins. Welcome.
Well, the feeling's mutual, and we have something to celebrate today.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to the Michigan Theater.
That's right. 89 years ago, the Michigan Theater opened its doors. So today marks the 90th year of operation. Next year, we'll celebrate the 90th birthday of the Michigan Theater, the 90th anniversary. And we will have lots to celebrate a year from now. The State Theater should be completed. We will have completed some improvements to the Michigan Theater, all because of a capital campaign that we're in the middle of. But it's a really interesting story that 90 years ago, this theater opened up. It's the same year the Fox Theater opened in Detroit. 1928 was a big year.
And they don't build them like they used to.
It was
just going. It used to be just going there was an event. You know, the movie itself was cool, but going to the building was an event. You get to celebrate something beautiful and marvelous.
That's right. And that was an explicit purpose of a movie palace, which is the architectural style. The architect is a Detroit architect by the name of Maurice Finkel. His wife, for many years, back in the day when Jacobson's department store was here, sold hats. So a lot of ladies in town know Maurice Finkel through Anya Finkel. But when the theater opened, he said that he hoped that the Michigan Theater would be a shrine to art, built not for today only, today being 1928, but constructed in the hopes that it might be a monument for years to come and a credit to the community, even when the city is many times its present size. And I think that architect's dream came true.
Oh, cool. And I'm looking forward to it because I know you guys know how to throw a party. So congratulations to you and to the state and to the Michigan theaters there. It's a 90th year of operations. It's certainly something to celebrate.
Yeah, and you can celebrate by going to the hottest art house film movie that's out there right now that's particularly appropriate to play in a big old-fashioned movie theater, La La Land.
Yeah, old-school movie. It's kind of a musical and celebrates some of the old Hollywood.
Absolutely, but it's got a very contemporary feel about it. It stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone and J.K. Simmons, who's got Michigan roots. It's nominated for 7 Golden Globes and will certainly get a lot of Academy Award nominations.
Yeah, a lot of buzz there.
Damien Chazelle is the director and the artist behind this in lots of ways. He directed Whiplash last year, which a lot of WEMU fans went to. It was about a jazz drummer.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, go check this out. You have to check out La La Land. And there's two very well-known critics, Manola Dargis of the New York Times and Owen Gleiberman from Variety, easy for me to say. but Owen actually is from Ann Arbor. He grew up in Ann Arbor.
A lot of local connections here with the movie. I think that, the songwriters were from the U of M's musical theater program?
Yeah, Ben Pasek and Justin Paul came to Ann Arbor for the musical theater program, and they said they felt like they went to the Hogwarts Academy of Musical Theater because the University of Michigan's musical theater program is so special. It provided them an introduction to each other, provided them a context to learn, and they just had a Broadway show open in addition to La La Land.
Wow, busy.
Yeah, called Dear Evan Hansen. And they're very busy folks right now, but they pop into town every once in a while and do performances as Pasek and Paul. So you can look for Benj Pasek and Justin Paul around.
Needed another reason to go see it, but there is a local connection to
it
as well.
That's so true. And the New York Times reporter and Owen Gleiberman said that they both said that they liked the film a lot the first time they saw it, but the second time they saw it was extremely meaningful. In the case of Manjola Dargis, she was not in a very good mood when she went to see it the second time, and it just really lifted it up and made her understand why the musicals were such a big thing in the 1930s when life was so difficult. And with Owen Gleiberman, the first time he saw it, he liked it a lot, but the second time he just was taken away by the fact that it's not just a nostalgia trip of champagne montages, but it really is this perfect trifecta of hooking the heart, the eye, and the mind. And once you see it, you just feel better for going. So
but that's anyway. That kind of sets movies apart, doesn't it? The something that stands up and gets better every time you see it.
Absolutely. And there are films that are like that. Do the Right Thing and Citizen Kane, the Spike Lee film and the great classic Citizen Kane. But anyway, this may be one of those things. Go check it out. Make the decision for yourself. Another really talked about award film this year that is not the the musical kind of dynamic. Manchester by the Sea is about a very tragic family event.
Yeah, this pulls at the heartstrings.
It is an amazing film. Casey Affleck has been talked about as the leader in the Academy Award Best Actor situation. Michelle Williams gives a wonderful performance, and the young man that is, to in a sense, the center of the story. It revolves around his father dying, and the Casey Affleck character has to go and take care of him. The actor's name is Lucas Hedges. Is a real a breakout performance for him. And this got 5 Golden Globe nominations, and again, will get a lot of Academy Award nominations. And the Jackie, which is this film that stars Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she really transformed herself into this role. She looks like Jackie O.
Yeah, and there was a local Facebook string about, does Jackie really sound the way that Natalie Portman's character depicts her, and just in terms of the vocal characterization? And the emphatic answer from the Facebook community was, yes, that's exactly how she sounded. And then people posted a YouTube version of the tour that she did, of the Jackie Kennedy did of the White House back in the 60s. Also starring in this is Peter Sarsgaard and Greta Gerwig and Billy Crudup. So it's got a great cast. It deals with an American and a personal tragedy of the assassination of President Kennedy, and then Jackie dealing with that and having very small children. And John's birthday was 3 days after the assassination, when he was a 3-year-old child.
Well, that iconic picture of him watching his dad go by in the casket draped in the American flag, and just heart-wrenching. And it is interesting that people don't look at this story a lot from her perspective as a mother with small children.
Absolutely.
So
and
good.
You get
yeah,
a glimpse into that. Yeah. So. And then there's some really interesting things opening at the multiplex. Hidden Figures, which is a film we were doing, is about these African-American women who were in the middle of the space program in the early 1960s.
Right.
This was kind of as the civil rights movement was on the rise, but there was tremendous amount of discrimination. Again, it was in Florida, so it's the South, so they met personal discrimination. Not only being African-American, but being females in a scientific dynamic.
Yeah, there's that one moment in the trailer where the guy is talking to one of these women, and he says, if you were a white man, would you still want to be an engineer? And she says, I already would be. Because it takes a lot of math to get to space, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And one of the characters was just a complete math genius and ended up being, consulted in very fundamental ways just to get the astronauts back into.
Yeah, and we don't think about it in these terms these days with as much computers and computer processing that goes into these calculations and whatnot. A lot of that stuff was done by human beings and by hand.
Yeah, computers were at a very, very formative stage at that point.
Yeah, the device you hold in your hand, that smartphone, has more computing power than almost everything at the hands of NASA in the time where they were going to the moon and going out to space.
In the 60s and 70s, yeah. That's absolutely true. Anyway, 92% positive reviews, Hidden Figures
awesome.
Is great. A Monster Calls has also gotten very good reviews, 89% positive reviews, and it stars Felicity Jones and Sigourney Weaver, and it's about this young man who's having trouble with his mother, played by Felicity Jones, and the grandmother, played by Sigourney Weaver, and this monster appears in his bedroom window, an ancient, wild, and restless monster, and it helped guides him through this difficult time. Really great reviews. Underworld Blood Wars is a vampire film that got 10% positive.
10
reviews.
Whole percent.
If you liked the
previous
film.
Wow, that might beat their previous records for Underworld.
There you go. So anyway, there's lots of great stuff to see out there at the multiplex. And if you haven't seen La La Land in the movie palace of the Michigan Theater, go celebrate the anniversary.
It is
today.
The perfect place to see a movie like that.
Absolutely.
And we'll be talking a lot, I'm sure, about award seasons and things that you recommend people see that if you haven't seen it yet, as the weeks come up here, Golden Globes and Oscar nominations and things like that coming up.
All the Critic Awards, absolutely.
So, thank you, Russ Collins.
Well, ta-ta from the anniversary Hollywood studio at the Michigan Theater.
Congratulations.